From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last month, immigration rights groups sued the federal government to release migrants in South Florida detention centers because of the risk of infection from the new coronavirus. And that's what a U.S. judge is now ordering the Trump administration to do. U.S. District Judge Marcia Cook has told U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to begin releasing hundreds of non-criminal migrant detainees. Cook called their continued detention cruel and unusual punishment since they're infected or were exposed to the new coronavirus. Most are locked up in the Chrome Center in Miami. Others are at the Broward County and Glades County facilities, says Miami immigration attorney Anthony Dominguez.
Once ICE came out and admitted that they were engaging in group cohorting, or basically a group quarantining, we knew that immediate relief was necessary in this case.
Dominguez is working with the University of Miami Law School's Immigration Clinic. It's one of the several groups that sued ICE. Cook also ordered ICE to issue regular reports on the progress of migrant detainee releases. ICE had said before the ruling that those reports would be too cumbersome. It also argued Cook didn't have jurisdiction in the case. Dominguez says the ruling will mean extra work for ICE.
However, since this pandemic started within our country and around the world, these are often the life or death issues and reporting that the government should have already been doing.
ICE said it will not yet comment on the ruling. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.